to help Ukraine stop Russia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what a group of world leaders, including President Biden, are discussing now in a video conference joined by Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky.
He's talking to these G7 leaders about figuring out a way or figuring out what kind of assistance might finally get Putin to back off Ukraine.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. The president has pledged more U.S. air defense help. Russia's leader, Vladimir Putin, is bombarding Ukraine a second day in a row with missiles and drone bombs,
claiming they are retaliating after a bridge to Crimea was blown up. Putin ally and former Russian president Dmitry Medvedev says the Ukrainian state is in its current configuration with the Nazi political regime will pose a constant, direct, and clear threat to Russia.
Election day is in 4 weeks, but early voting gets underway this week in more than a dozen states. This is the last day to register to vote in 10 of them.
Those states are Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas. Tomorrow is Missouri's deadline, and the one for New York and Oklahoma is on Friday.
Fox's Tonya J. Powers. One of the key races for control of the Senate is in Ohio.
Now you ask, why has China taken a huge amount of America's jobs? Well, one of the reasons is because energy is too expensive. You cannot do modern industrial manufacturing without high-quality energy.
Republican J.D. Vance sparred with Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan.
Our supply chains all went to China, and guys like him have made a lot of money off that. And that is exactly why the supply chains are locked up.
And speaking of supply chains, this could derail the plan to prevent a railroad strike that would hurt the economy. One of the unions involved in contract talks rejected a tentative agreement. All 12 unions in the negotiations must ratify that deal for it to take effect. But those workers in that union have agreed to stay on the job for now. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
And they'll be picking juries, two of them, in two similar cases today in Los Angeles. One to put an actor on trial, the other to put ex-film producer Harvey Weinstein on trial again. The actor is Danny Masterson, who starred in that 70s show on TV. He's charged with raping three women at his home. In the Weinstein case,
an attorney for Jennifer Siebel Newsom says, like many other women, my client was sexually assaulted by Harvey Weinstein at a purported business meeting that turned out to be a trap. Confirming the wife of California Governor Gavin Newsom will testify in Weinstein's Los Angeles trial, where he faces 11 felony charges, including rape and sexual battery by restraint against five women between 2004 and 2013. He's pleaded not guilty. Siebel Newsom, a documentary filmmaker identified as Jane Doe number 4, going public with allegations against the former producer in a 2017 Huffington Post article. Weinstein already serving a 23-year sentence after being found guilty in 2020 of rape and sexual assault in New York. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Also in California, charges have been filed against the man accused of kidnapping a family.
The Merced County District Attorney's Office has charged Jesus Salgado with 4 counts of first-degree murder with special circumstances. He's accused of kidnapping the family, which included an 8-month-old baby, from their trucking business October 3rd. Authorities say Salgado was a former employee with a long-standing dispute with the family and likely killed them within an hour.
Fox's Lisa Lucera. The bodies were found in an orchard 2 days later. On Wall Street, stock futures down modestly ahead of today's trading. On Monday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs rallied from down 17-0 to beat Las Vegas.
Just keep fighting. Just keep fighting. We know it's real. We got a great team. We know we got a lot of heart in this Chiefs locker room. And we just keep bringing it every single day, and you'll see games like that.
Travis Kelce caught all four of Patrick Mahomes' touchdown passes, leading the Chiefs on ESPN to a 30-29 win over the Raiders. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.